Volatile international coal prices and reduced volumes have hit junior coal miner MC Mining, formerly known as Coal of Africa. It may have narrowed its interim loss, but revenue has been hurt by lower coal output. In fact, it's seen a 63% fall in cash generated from its operations in the year to the end of June. And CEO David Brown joins me in studio now with more of the detail behind the numbers. Thanks so much, David, for joining us this evening. So you've seen a 67% improvement on last year, but still sitting in the red, having reported a $33.7 million loss as revenue fell back 19%. What's your assessment of where the business is at right now?
Well, I think the business is very well placed at the moment. The main thrust for us was the advancement of the Makoto project, which is a hard coking coal project in the Limpopo province. And so that's been the main thrust in terms of ensuring that we get all the regulatory matters resolved, we get offtakes in place, and we begin the funding process. And we were successful post the year end in terms of getting the RDC debt in place. ACOMS is our only operating asset at this point in time. It was impacted by slightly lower volumes run of mine. In other words, tons that we were responsible for mining. They were only down about 6% year on year. And in fact, prices, even though they were down 7%, because of our product mix, we changed. Our revenue was up 28% per unit. And effectively, the big decline was actually in bought in coal, where the contract came to a natural end in 2018.
Let's focus on the latter, which is your cash generator at this stage of the game. Hit by the expiration, as you say, of a supply contract in 2018, which resulted in a fallback in run of mine purchase coal. How quickly do things get back on track there?
Well, effectively, those contracts will not be replaced, and effectively, we will be reliant on run-of-mine coal only. But again, we believe that next year, bearing if prices stay where they are, we'll be slightly better off next year.
Mm-hmm. Priority is Makoto, which produces coking coal and thermal coal once that production does begin. When is that set for, with phase one of your funding, as you've highlighted, already secured?
Well, we hope that, let me just stress that phase one is not completely organized in terms of the funding. We have the debt funding portion, the equity funding we are currently busy with as we speak now. We hope to have that in place by the end of quarter four of calendar year 2019, which will allow us to be on site establishment and starting construction in calendar year 2020, first quarter there. The construction period is roughly around about 9 months, and we'll be in first coal sales 10 months after beginning of construction. So hopefully Q4 2020 will be in production.
Environmental and legal battles, all of that a thing of the past?
Well, I think there is a very tough legal and environmental processes that one has to go through. We have all our permitting in place at this point in time, so we feel confident.
This all in an environment, David, where you've seen pricing pressure come through. What's your outlook on that front?
Well, we certainly think coking coal will remain well-priced. We certainly see the longer-term pricing slightly higher than where we are now in terms of long-term. Thermal, we think, will remain under pressure. Obviously, there is environmental concerns, but there is, I think, an underlying demand that is still required. So we'll probably see thermal prices slightly improve, but not too much, and we're not really banking on that. We're really banking on the hard coking coal prices retaining their long-term view.
And this as you cater solely to the export market on the thermal front?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at the risk you're pricing in as far as demand is concerned for hard coking coal, because this is an ingredient used, of course, in steel production and in an environment where there's a lot of nervousness around where growth is actually headed. So what kind of risk are you pricing in?
Well, we're effectively benchmarking off an index price, which is publicly quoted. It's called the Platts Index Price, and that's what we're using for our pricing methodology in terms of supply. We will be supplying the hard coking coal domestically to ArcelorMittal, and we signed an offtake agreement with them. They will be replacing some of their currently imported hard coking coal with our domestically produced hard coking coal. So effectively we see it as a substitution rather than a demand risk element.
We've been seeing many conversations around disinvestment in coal from the bigger players, especially where coal is used to, as an energy source. And Seriti Resources, one of the players that has propped up on the radar screen as, you know, kind of buying stakes that have been sold off by the bigger players, Anglo American, South32, BHP Billiton as well. Is that a concern for you and the impact to which that's going to shift the landscape and change the playing field?
Well, we're going to concentrate on being a hard coking coal producer, so that's going to be our key differentiator going forward. So quite clearly we will provide and produce a thermal byproduct, but we see it very much as a byproduct, and we wouldn't necessarily see ourselves getting into more thermal coal elements in terms of looking at future acquisition. We'd be concentrating solely on hard coking coal acquisition processes.
On that note, let's leave it there. David, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of MC Mining, David Brown. In the meantime, Germany's first mass lawsuit is rearing to go as 450,000 owners of diesel Volkswagen cars take on the company. We get into the detail of that straight after the break, so stay tuned.